Labor issues, load time, and cargo safety. Labor issues may stem from a number of causes, and they may result in disruptions. Strikes may occur because of compensation issues, working conditions, or hiring practices. Congestion caused by a port closure can damage ports' reputations. Strikes may be particularly disruptive in countries with a limited number of ports. Port disruptions can greatly damage the maritime industry. In an effort to respond to issues caused by port disruptions, shippers are able to plan new routes. Load time. The efficiency of an origin port depends on a smooth process for handling containers as they are loaded onto the vessel. Two considerations that often conflict should be taken into account: ship stability and minimizing rehandling. Most container ships have a cellular structure that restricts how containers are loaded. To preserve a ship's stability, some containers are stowed in the middle of a ship's hold. Yard containers should be organized in the same way as they are to be loaded to avoid the need for inefficient rehandling. Cargo safety. Once cargo has left an exporter's shipping dock, it may be subject to fairly rough handling. Handlers unfamiliar with a container's contents will not stop if a container is jostled by a crane or tilted by a forklift. Containers may be handled up to 6 times in each port of departure and destination. It is not only at port that cargo undergoes undue stress. Rough seas can jostle containers. As a ship encounters waves, the forward and back and side-to-side movements can cause the damage or loss of some containers, or cause water to seep into cargo containers and destroy the contents. In addition, maritime law grants the ship's captain absolute authority over the cargo, including the option to jettison cargo to maintain crew safety or to prevent the loss of the ship.